Welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch our cult TV from 20 years ago and before. And today we're here with Baylor.
Hi.
Angus.
Hello.
Lisa.
Hey.
Mackenzie.
Hello.
Jeanette.
Hi.
And Alex.
Hey.
And I'm Justin. And today we're watching...
What are we watching? I wasn't going to give it away at the beginning because I'm trying to really...
do the hello to us theme to the show, and she didn't.
And the funny thing is I'm being so secretive, and yet I doubt anyone here has actually watched the show, so...
Oh, so we're not going to get a reaction.
This one may be a bit of it. Well, Kenzie watched a bit of it, and she's made it very clear that she's not a fan. So I guess the best way to work out if anyone's watched it is to ask, who is the man in the suit?
Which suit?
Who is the cat with the beak?
Oh.
Do you really?
I know what you're talking about now.
We are doing the Hanna-Barbera affiliated show, Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Oh, awesome! I thought you were doing.
I have no idea what you were talking about.
Yes. That's the theme song.
I remember it.
Yes.
I still have no idea what you're talking about.
No, okay.
So
this is an animated show that came out in the early 2000s. It was part of the Cartoon Network, but it was part of the adult part of
Cartoon
Network.
Swim, yeah,
Adult Swim, that's
it.
Yeah,
it's basically its own separate brand and strand and so forth, which does a lot of weird stuff, especially these days.
That's it. And this was part of that weird stuff that came out that used to be on during the Adult Swim time. So they had a show that came out called Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Has anyone heard of that one?
Yeah.
So Space Ghost I used to watch when I was a kid.
Yeah, Space Ghost.
Yeah, there's a Hanna-Barbera thing about a superhero called Space Ghost, you know?
Space it was Ghost.
And they had like sidekicks and wards and a monkey or something. It was weird. But Space Ghost Coast to Coast was an Adult Swim show that had him hosting a late night talk show, a bit like Letterman, you know? And it was really weird and surreal. Not one I've actually really watched myself.
Yeah, and the point was that he was interviewing the people and he cut up interviews to make it sound weirder than it actually was. And the concept was all the animated characters were basically just taken from the original Space Ghost show.
Right.
And just point to the scene.
So taken the character and gave him a talk show. But he was still Space Ghost.
But he was still Space Ghost.
Yeah,
and they had all the sub-characters from that, and he was interviewing them.
No.
They'd be part of the crew and part of like the co-hosts.
And like the house band and stuff like that.
Yes, that's it. So there was a few spin-offs that came off of that, but most of them were these strange little Adult Swim kind of shows like Toonami and Cartoon Central or something like that. There's a few other shows like that. But one of the longest running episodic type shows that came out was a show called Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law. So Birdman was...
Just wait, is this 20 years old?
This is from 2000. Yes, 2000.
It's way past my career.
So there was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon called Birdman and the Galaxy Trio. A little bit similar to Space Ghost.
Yep.
Same thing, they've taken this character and made him an attorney. And it's basically like... Batman meets Ally McBeal. It's very similar to She-Hulk, which is hilarious.
It's what they
wanted
to do with She-Hulk.
Yeah, it literally is. So for someone like me who grew up with all of those 70s and 80s Hanna-Barbera cartoons, each of the episodes, he's representing one of those characters. So some of the episodes we're going to be doing tonight, because the episodes only go for like 12 minutes.
Okay.
So he represents Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, the Jetsons, the Flintstones, Jabberjaw, Huckleberry Hound, all of these types of Hanna-Barbera characters that we all knew and loved. Secret Squirrel, it's not one of the episodes we're doing, but he represents Secret Squirrel, who I don't know if you ever watched. That might not be that be your eras, but maybe not yours, Baylor and Angus.
Jeanette watched none of that.
So Secret Squirrel was this little like secret agent, and he had this trench coat, and he had all these gadgets. It was a bit like precursor to Inspector Gadget. But he's being charged with being a flasher because he's opened up his jacket, and it's like and they think he's a flasher, and he's like, no, I'm just getting my gadget out. It's like, you can't call it that, Secret Squirrel, you know. And it's that type of thing. So it has lots of little running characters, including some of the adversaries from the show, and some of them play judges and district attorneys and things like that. And it's just a lot of fun. It's very quirky. Some of the voice actors you may recognise, Harvey Birdman's played by Gary Cole, who I said in a previous episode, what was that awful Battlestar Galactica. Not Battlestar Galactica. What's that show you like? Babylon
5? Babylon 5, yes.
That spin-off. He was the...
Crusade.
He was the captain.
I did not like him at all in Crusade.
But he's also in a lot of other shows like Veep, and he was in Office Space and American Gothic and all these other types of shows. Mm. Stephen Colbert, who now hosts a Late Late Show, he plays Phil Ken 7, who's Howie Birdman's boss. And then pretty much any voice actor that was around in the time. And they even got the people who were doing the voices at the time of those characters. They managed to bring them back and get them, because it's all affiliated and created by Hanna-Barbera. They were able to get the voice actors who were doing the voices at the time or had just stopped doing the voices, and it sounds really authentic. So pretty much any voice actor that you knew and loved through that era had a cameo on this show. So it's a lot of fun. Probably more enjoyable for those who know they're Hanna-Barbera, but I think I'm hoping everyone enjoys it tonight anyway, because I love this show.
Has anybody else seen this?
Yeah, yes. I was a fan of it when it aired originally.
I'm only new to it, so... Yeah,
I was just about the age when it originally aired, even though I was basically not familiar enough with most of the Hanna-Barbera oeuvre, because they don't really ever play those shows apart from, like, Scooby-Doo and the Flintstones and the Jetsons.
Yeah.
So a lot of these other characters are just, like, arbitrary and blasts from the past that I have no relationship to. But it's still incredibly hilarious and weird gags they just throw in just to make it...
It's bizarre. Oh,
sorry, you don't have any connection to the Jetsons?
No. I'm saying most of them have no... I have no connection with Jetsons and Flintstones. Yeah,
I was going to say. I was going to say.
See, Hanna-Barbera, I grew up with more than I did Looney Tunes or Disney. Yeah. Hanna-Barbera was... On a weekday, it would be what we'd be watching on Aggro's Cartoon Connection and all those types of shows. Yes. It's what we'd be watching on a Saturday or a Sunday morning. Mm. It was our bread and butter more than anything else.
Mm. Yeah, whereas I ended up consuming probably a bit more Looney Tunes than that. Probably also more Cheese TV than Aggro.
And I consumed none of it. Yeah. None of it at all. I've seen the Scooby-Doo movies and that's it.
Same as me.
I mean, on this show, we haven't actually watched any of the Hanna-Barbera things. We were hoping to do Scooby-Doo, but in that time frame, we were thinking about doing some of the other cartoons so that people at least were exposed to them and had seen them.
We really need to do the Jetsons as well.
The Jetsons would be one of them. So what you would do, I guess, is you would do Hanna-Barbera, where you would do a few of those, and then you would do Looney Tunes, where you do a few of those.
Yeah.
Well, tonight we're doing a show that parodies and honours them.
Is it include the one with the Jetsons in it?
I've got 3 episodes that we can choose from, and I figure we can do 2, or depending on how it goes down, we can do all 3. One is the Scooby-Doo episode.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is the Flintstones episode. And then the third one is the Jetsons. Because I figured they're probably the ones that you would know the references to more. And all 3 of them are really clever.
Yeah, because I remember the one big joke that I can remember from the Jetsons one. I'm not going to spoil.
I vaguely remember the Jetsons episode. Yeah. I mean, I used to watch it with my dad, and I remember having the same reaction as Mackenzie and not loving it as much, but it's a very fond memory, and what I remember of it makes me go, oh, I really want to watch that now.
And see whether it holds up.
Yeah.
And there's really just, they're really clever with their references, but I'm hoping the references hold up, because they make references to other shows, especially the Flintstones one, and I'm hoping you guys appreciate it.
Well, we have some people like Jeanette you've never seen any of the Hanna-Barbera.
Have you seen Scooby-Doo? You've seen the Flintstones? No, but I've never seen, like Angus, all I've seen is the movies, Scooby-Doo movies. Never saw the cartoon.
That's very sad, isn't it? but we've got a reference point. Someone who's never seen any of this.
Okay, you need to describe Baylor's face here.
Two reference points.
I'm with you.
Face.
I've seen so many different seasons of Scooby-Doo. Like, even I can go pre-Scrappy-Doo and post-Scrappy-Doo.
Pre-Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, man.
And then we've got someone who's seen none of these.
No, she's seen the movies. Yeah. She's never seen the show. You've never watched Scooby-Doo the show, have you?
What about the Flintstones movies? Have you seen those?
I think we've seen one live one.
Yeah, the original one from the early 90s.
The original TV show.
No, the original movie. Yeah, the TV show she's never seen.
Is that the one starring Robert Baratheon?
No, that's the sequel. That's the sequel. Mark Addies. It's John Goodman and Rick Moranis who were in the original one as Fred and Barney.
Yeah, hilarious.
Classic. Yeah.
I only watched the sequel recently. Oh, I saw a couple of minutes.
Yeah, and it's Mark Addy from Game of Thrones and one of the lesser known Baldwin brothers. Yeah. That's pretty much all we need to know.
Okay.
And then Alan Cumming, who just like acts all over everyone. He was.
That is a great innuendo.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
But he should really be Adam Going now.
Okay, so we'll get on and watch this.
Let's do it.
I guess we'll see how many the projector operator allows us to watch.
Yeah. Well, now I've revealed what it is anyway, so because I wouldn't tell anyone. Okay, let's do it.
We'll see you after the break.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. She didn't tell me, but I...
Okay, so that was Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. Alex, what did you think of that?
It's just a walk down memory lane, because I watched these when they were originally on SBS. They were part, I think they were airing in the same block as like Pizza and other shows as well.
Oh, wow. It does seem like something that would be on SBS, but I didn't realise it was.
Yeah, no, it was. So yeah, it's like I remember watching these back when I was like in high school, and it's just walk down memory lane, just remembering, oh yeah, this ridiculous show that I used to enjoy, ridiculous to watch. And it's also amusing how much of the stuff I didn't get, like all the extra characters like Mentok the Mind Taker and all those weird characters I'm assumed were real characters but I never actually saw.
I think some of them are from like the Birdman show, cartoon, and I don't know those characters, and so I think
I've never seen the Birdman show.
Oh yeah, so I think some of the main characters in the courtroom are from that show.
So just being aware, oh, it's probably an adaptation from the original stuff. But yeah, it's also slightly weird that I probably saw more parodies of the stuff, of the Hanna-Barbera stuff, through this show than I did actually watch them originally.
Which I think is awesome!
Yeah. And it's also kind of curious about whether or not actually parodying the show or parodying what we think the show's like, because I'm pretty sure, like, how much of the Jetsons was actually them trying to be modern technology, and how much it was just doing the 50s or 60s in the future because it's aesthetically good, rather than necessarily being an idea of what the future would actually be like.
Yes, that's one of my favourite lines of the game you say.
Like, I think the jokes that we've made better now was basically, okay, which one is set a videotape to actually play this, and it's in Betamax, and we laughed twice because now, who uses videotape?
But even, yeah, I was going to say, uses Betamax, who uses videotape?
I've got to say that. But at the time, they probably had neither.
No, it was
around?
It was 2004.
It was a side gag.
Basically, right. It was a future year, 2002.
No. This was 2004, but the original Jetsons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going, oh, we're from the future. We're from 2002. And he's got his like desktop planner. It's got 2004.
Yeah, that's just a joke that I just have seen in my brain.
I don't think the Jetsons would have even known about Betamax.
We ended up watching all three episodes. So the first one was the Scooby-Doo episode. Then there was the Flintstones episode, which was like a rip-off of The Sopranos and The Godfather.
Yeah, I completely forgot they did that parody.
So good. Yeah. I think they called it like the Dapper Don. Apparently there's a gangster in America called the Dapper Don. I think, is it Gatto or one of those?
Yeah.
Underworld figures, that was his nickname, so I think there was a bit of that parody as well. And then the third one, of course, I was like, do we want to watch the Jetsons one?
Yes,
and I think
I think that was the best, actually. I really enjoyed that.
And it's very relevant as well. It's like, you know, you people in the past with your causing global warming and climate change, and it's like, what, from 2 years ago?
There's also a whole lot of weird cases they end up taking at some various points. I can't remember off the top of my head, though, unfortunately. But, yeah, just a few weird topical stuff that made sense at the time. But I wonder how well they aged as well, because there's a lot of weird stuff they did.
There's some where you kind of go, ooh, I don't know. And, yeah, there's a few... There's a lot of O.J. Simpson references. So, obviously, that was quite topical
It was a decade later.
We nearly watched the Secret Squirrel one, and then there was one where Boo Boo from Yogi Bear was the Unabomber, and there's all of these different weird episodes, and they had one where the Native American guy at the end of one of the episodes there, but they had the first episode was him, and he made himself really big, and then he went and bought a coffee or something and spilled it down his lap, and it caused issues with him growing and shrinking. There's all those kind of innuendos and different references that, you know, some of the kids get and most of the adults get.
I just know also one episode where one of the car characters happened to be, I don't know, like 1 foot tall, and stole one of the other characters' growing grays, and like, now I'm actually human sized, I can do something I've always dreamed of, and he's riding a roller coaster.
it's just such a clever show. Yeah. But I'd be interested to know what people that didn't watch the original Hanna-Barbera might not get the references.
Well,
as
Jeanette
much.
Is next, so what do you think, Jeanette?
I really enjoyed the last one, especially when I had never seen any Jetsons. So, because I think, you know, just picking up on that future, the 50s idea of the future. So there's just inherent humour in that.
Yeah.
So I think it's easy sort of jokes probably, but it was funny. And yes, lots of things like, you know, pulling out the Betamax at the end. I think there's a lot of humour in that sort of time, sort of travel potential. So I really enjoyed the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially.
Oh, I'm glad that one came out because I was really tossing and turning. Mm. I was like, they're 12-minute episodes. I can't do all three.
Yes, you can.
Yes, I can.
you can, yeah.
I
can't see which one I could have cut.
I didn't have the context behind the Flintstones or the Jetsons because I hadn't seen them. The Jetsons was relatively, wide-reaching humor because it was just joking future and climate change and stuff like that. And then how dated those shows are when they portray the future far future of 2002. But I got more of the context clues behind Scooby-Doo and stuff. I still feel like the Jetsons was just a better episode.
Yes.
I think it's because it was more topical.
Mm. Yeah.
And so it was less relying on the episode itself.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And the original TV show and anything like that. Time travel is always hilarious, especially when you're in the future and you're watching something in the past.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, I guess the first two episodes are season one and this one's halfway through season two. So whether that changes things as well. Yeah. And I found as the seasons went on, like after they got through season one, they'd kind of introduced all the characters. And then even though they've got the court cases, they don't spend as much time on those court cases and the characters, they're doing a bit of the, what's the word for it, world building. They're talking. Yes.
Segway. I thought it was really good. I still love that animation style.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, it's like we were talking about the fact that they did references or something.
Yeah. The segue joke was definitely good as well.
Yes, talking of segues.
Yes.
They got them segues at the end of the episode and they're riding around those little segues.
Yes, it was a good ending.
I know that you didn't vibe with the first two that we watched, but you enjoyed the Jetsons.
I didn't vibe with them, it was just that I
thought Angus was saying he liked
it. He liked it, but I loved those first two. The Jetsons was also good, but I loved the first two. They were just so silly.
So they're all three are so different, I can't decide which one I like the most, and I found it really hard to whittle it down.
So I was more learning about the Flintstones via watching that sort of episode.
When I was a kid, they used to, their feet would go through the floor of the car.
They do.
I didn't see that on that.
No, I didn't see that.
I think maybe just an animation. That's the same animation.
I think it was probably a cost cutting with the animation.
So I felt really cheated because
they didn't.
I didn't see it either. I was looking out for it as well. I don't think they did.
They said that in the theme song, you know, woke up this morning, got no pants or shoes.
I didn't realise they changed the lyrics. I was too busy singing the original lyrics. I did notice that they changed the lyrics for the original theme song for the Flintstones, though.
Yes.
When the guy was like, Flintstones!
Meet the Flintstones.
Meet the Flintstones! And then just started talking about them like,
mobbish Stone Age family.
Yeah.
So good. Brilliant.
So I think they captured Scooby and Shaggy pretty well.
Yeah. You notice they never outright said it. I think they went to say it at one stage and somebody turned around and went, hi! And maybe that was one bridge that Hanna-Barbera didn't want them to cross. They can't say the word. You can allude to it as much as you need to.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Maybe also because of censorship in the network anyway.
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
It also could be like a, you don't want to outwardly say that they're high with the actual actors, because then that will immediately make everyone go, oh, they're definitely high.
Yeah.
Whereas at the moment, it's a fan favourite theory.
Yes.
And I don't think
they don't
anything
make it canon.
Is, canonised.
Do they still do it? But during that era, in the 90s and the 2000s, you had characters like, I guess, Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World, Bill and Ted, even the guys from Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah.
It was that PG stoner where you never actually saw them partake, but it was always kind of implied.
It was the kind of time of Cheech and Chong as well, so...
Well, Scooby-Doo was, but when Harvey Birdman came out, it was like that,
In the second Scooby-Doo movie, they're kind of famous walking down the street. Shaggy recognises his fans by their smell.
Yes.
He sniffs them out from the crowd.
And the girl that he falls in love with in the first movie, her name's Mary Jane. He's like, my favourite name. It's all those references, but they never quite come out and say it.
I watched it recently, Scooby-Doo movie.
I haven't seen
that
Scooby-Doo movie.
It's so good.
Genuinely quite fun.
The ones from the 90s that's got like Sarah Michelle Gellar.
They're really, like, they're awful, but they are a lot of fun.
And Seth Green as well.
Yes.
I had a major crush on Seth Green.
I had a major crush on Seth Green.
Oh my god. At least I'm not the only
one. No. I always crushed on the nerds. So
you're Seth agreeing with each other.
I always wanted to be Velma, but like in the Scooby-Doo thing. Well, I wanted to be the smart one. I was always just the one that wore glasses, so I was Velma. But like, I always had a mad crush for Freddy because I love himbos.
That's not my type. So.
They're so precious. They are just so precious.
So you're saying that dad's not your type?
No, dad is my type. He's not a himbo.
She's saying that dad is a himbo.
When we first...
That's brilliant. There's a slight sidetrack. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, let's...
But there's like a little filter and you on TikTok at the moment, you like record yourself and it'll go like who...
To a Disney prince.
Oh, like Instagram
and,
used to do this.
Yeah, and they do that with like TV shows and stuff. I did the Disney prince one and I got Gaston.
Oh!
But there are other people that are like showing what they got for the Disney thing and then their partner and it matches perfectly. And then I'm like, yes.
But you've got to say, regardless, no one fights like Gaston and no one bites like Gaston.
Anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Okay, so I thought the first one was pretty good, and I wasn't so sure about the second one, but the third was definitely better,
yeah.
So it seems during the series it sounds like they did improve.
The fact that you recognised some of the other characters from Bert...
You knew more characters than I did.
I knew a lot of characters, but I didn't know them all. There was certainly a hell of a lot there that I didn't know.
Mitor
being the judge, that was funny, although he didn't act like Mitor, so that...
What show was he from?
The Herculoids.
Oh, and because they had one of the ones in the bed
Gloop,
was from... Gloop was in the bed.
Was in the bed, yeah. He looked like a ghost character, but he's actually a sort of gloopy monster.
And because then the first ones was Huckleberry Hound and Jabberjaw. I don't know if you remember those ones.
I do remember those,
Well, they weren't my era, but I remember them being shown in the 80s when I was a kid.
Yeah, I didn't see so many of those, but I love the Herculoids. They were fantastic.
I think, Adrian doesn't remember many shows, but he remembers the Herculoids.
But
and I'm like, how do you remember them?
That was a better caveman show. I like that.
I think Captain Caveman's on another episode as well, and all of those types of characters. I think they had, is it McGilla Gorilla?
McGilla Gorilla.
I think they showed him
in the
first episode, and all of these random Hanna-Barbera shows, because they were pumping them out left, right and centre back in the 70s and 80s, weren't they? So,
a lot of the comedy was derived, of course, from just these characters being thrust into the modern age or something like that and people reacting to the way they interpreted the world.
Yes!
Very strange.
I found it really clever. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it too, because, I've not had a really good track record on this podcast, I've got to say.
It was a good pick.
Good
picked
lots of good stuff.
So I guess the question is...
Yeah, but you didn't participate in this one, so shh.
She actively, it was like conscientious objector. Yeah, she purposely sat with her back to the screen so she didn't have to watch it.
She had it back to the screen.
She will think of this and have fond memories, I guarantee you, because I had very fond memories of this, but I did not enjoy watching it at the time.
I only meant the podcast recording.
No, no, no. The TV show. Ren and Stimpy used to be on after Harvey Birdman.
Yeah.
So I would literally go through the monotonous task of watching Harvey Birdman and not understanding any of the references.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd watch Ren and Stimpy. And then it was on after Samurai Jack and a couple of other amazing TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So I think we'll have to go back and watch some of those old things just to get a bit of context to this at some stage, just to see.
I think we should.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the things is they represent this as, you know, the characters being quite camp, and are they that camp? It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, that's it.
And also these stylistic changes from then till now, because I'm guessing a lot of these series were probably, you know, pumped out as much as they possibly could, and just like cutting corners in animation and having the plots be basically threadbare and stuff like that.
Mm.
And just, I'm assuming that they'd basically age like milk. And
Well, the Flintstones, like we were saying about, they didn't show the feet, but what they used to have is like the revolving backdrop. So he'd be doing the pedaling in his car and the feet would just be doing the same action, but then the background behind him would just be going around in circles. Around. Yeah.
In general, they had a fairly high budget for those shows. You know, it wasn't negligible.
I mean, I know that a lot of Scooby-Doo was reused. Nearly all of it. All the hallway scenes where they're, like, doing the classic running from one door to another one and stuff. Yeah. That was all reused constantly. That was
an excuse to use the same still. And then have the characters.
Have you ever seen the Star Trek animated series?
Yes.
Oh, and literally, whenever anyone talks, they show their back so they can purposely don't have to have their mouth moving. It's so good.
As opposed to Captain Pugwash, where they actually had a person's lips moving. Lips were moving. That looks so weird. As a kid, that looked really strange.
My dad learnt how to play the button accordion, and he's like, oh, I'm learning how to do it. Look, I can play all this stuff. And I'm going, well, can you play the Captain Pugwash theme song? And he's like, and I played it for him, and he's like, I don't know, I can try. And I'm like, well, you've not accomplished it until you play Captain Pugwash. It was like, that was my standard.
You are cold. Oh, my goodness.
The Captain Pugwash theme song lives rent-free in my head since the early 80s or the mid-80s. It's like it will always...
I didn't even know that theme for Captain Pugwash. I just know the song because it's been around.
Yeah, I think I know.
I've never heard of Captain Pugwash before.
It was almost like paper cutouts, the way it was made with the animation. It was quite strange.
Oh, there was some weird kids' TV show that was like that. I absolutely despised it when I was growing up.
Probably Captain Pugwash.
Yeah. There's an American one called Clutch Cargo, where they basically had the still image and there was just the footage of the lips moving. A person having their mouth filmed.
There was a lot of that. Like, I remember they re-picked it up for that stupid, annoying orange TV show.
Annoying Orange TV Mackenzie. Show. She's rediscovered it. And I'm like, this was around like 20 years ago. Like, this, I remember this when...
Oh my God, it was!
Yes.
Yeah, that's early YouTube.
Yeah, early YouTube.
That's disgusting.
And it's still cool with the kids, apparently. Oh, and I'm like,
Orange got a TV show on Nickelodeon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you want some really good memes, man, I was just showing her the darkest, dankest memes recently just to piss her off. Because that's what you do as a parent.
Yeah, if you're static for old-fashioned animations.
Those aren't memes. These are memes.
Back in my day, we had the real memes. I want a current-day Harvey Birdman, but, like, all of the kids' TV shows in the past 20 years need to back up why they exist and why they think they should continue to...
Well, they did a reboot. It's on Stan, it's only a couple of years old, but it's like Harvey Birdman, Attorney General. It's just not as good.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I was really... Because I'd finished watching all of the Attorney at Law and then went, oh, cool, there's a new one. And I was like, oh.
It's probably where I've heard the name. So the name's familiar, but I don't know what it is.
But I've seen like jokes about Harvey Birdman and Tony Iommi. I know it's kind of become this cult classic, but
yes.
I
knew yeah.
really nothing about it besides there's a guy who looks like a bird.
Yes.
In a legal situation. I've seen stills of it. And that's
I didn't.
Memes, literally.
I'd heard it was this cult classic, and I went, I'm going to have to check it out. Just the idea of it sounds great, and it ended up being better than I thought it would. But
this is definitely the strongest cult classic we've had for a while as well. Like, everything else we've watched, there have been shows that we love and hold near and dear, but this
and Main
definitely has an underground following. Yeah, like, it was a really good pick.
That that isn't exactly mainstream enough for people to know.
That's the thing. Like, unless you're staying up until 1 a.m. and have cable TV.
No, it did on SBS. I saw it on SBS.
Oh, I saw it on Cartoon Network.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think we used to watch it on either Cartoon Network or Boomerang. Was the one that I reckon I first saw it on.
Okay, so I'm just going to read a list here. The Flintstones, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? The Jetsons, Yogi Bear Show.
Yeah.
Are these all just Hanna-Barbera shows, or are they ones Johnny, that are covered just, on the show?
But these are... These
Johnny
are
Bravo. That,
there's Johnny Quest.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Quest is on the first episode.
Top Cat.
Hong Kong Fooey.
Oh, my God.
Wacky Races, Josie and the Pussycats, Johnny Bravo. Huckleberry Hound Show, Jabberjaw, McGilla Gorilla... Banana Splits Adventure Hour, that was a bit. Space Ghost.
Space Ghost.
Birdman and the Galaxy Trio.
Yeah, I guess that's
I think Birdman. That's probably the one, so Quick Draw McGraw, Herculoids.
And see, is it Quick Draw McGraw or is it Huckleberry? It used to be Huckleberry Hound and Friends, and they had all these little segments.
Yes.
And just about every segment that I remember as a kid gets covered in.
Need to watch Johnny Bravo.
And Smurfs and things like that.
Like, Johnny Bravo is a strong contender for being an amazing cult classic.
Okay. And one of the writers for Johnny Bravo was Seth MacFarlane. That's where he started.
Oh, really? Don't make me hate the TV show.
That's where he started.
I don't enjoy Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, the reason why not.
But I mean, he'd come straight out of like animation school and so he'd just come out of that, and then that was his plum gig that he got, and that was kind of his springboard onto other stuff.
It's a fantastic TV show. Like, honestly, if you haven't seen it, Jeanette, I know
I never got into Johnny Bravo.
Oh, really? It's the reason I love himbos. It's always like the...
That's maybe why I didn't like it.
Super strong, I'm amazing kind of thing.
And nothing between
his mum so much.
Well, Hanna-Barbera is full of that,
Well, I've put it on the list.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be added to the list.
I've actually added like 12 Samurai shows on the list just in this episode.
It's not?
No, I don't think so. But Samurai Jack is very good.
I've heard things about Samurai Jack. It's a lot of...
It's amazing. Atomant.
Yeah, I think that one's on Harvey Birdman as well. I think they're all on there, really.
No, it's not.
Okay. Space Ghost.
Shazam.
Yes.
No. This isn't the one that's.
Oh, okay.
This isn't the DC one that we saw. This is another one. This is about a genie.
The genie that
gives the kids the ring and they put them together.
I thought it was also just Shazam was a movie starring Shaquille O'Neal as a genie.
I thought that was a thing, but apparently that doesn't exist.
No. It's the one with Shaquille O'Neal is the real one. It's the one that people thought was with Sinbad as the non existent.
Catanooga Cats.
I don't know that one.
Anyway. Anyway, I love your list, but it's real. It is.
Someone's on a Hanna-Barbera.
Rated.
Oh, God, I forgot this was still a segment.
while you're thinking, I will add that Stan has a lot of those types of Adult Swim shows now available. So
problem
you can kind
with
of
Stan is I have no intention of paying extra money. Like, what? We've got Netflix, Disney Plus. There's also, you've got Amazon Prime at the moment. Prime.
Or you can sell the Seven Seas, but I won't recommend that. So
No. I won't recommend it either. I'm just venting my annoyance toward
the streaming services.
Streaming services.
Well, that's okay. Just wait like 5 years when half of them go bankrupt and they just have one service you pay a lot for. And I guess is everything.
I think in America they're actually talking about having a uni service that basically you pay for a subscription and then the money from that subscription gets spread out to each account.
That's a good idea.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
The downside is it wouldn't be as profitable for the companies, and so they probably wouldn't get involved unless they were desperate for.
Do you want to know what?
But you see, they've already done that.
Capitalism needs to capitalize on the fact that we don't have money.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't worked that out yet.
We've just finished Picard. I know you're not a fan. I loved it.
I like season one. I haven't been a fan of season two thus far. And the more that I find out about it, the more disappointed I get with it. However, what is the overall result? Because I do trust your opinion.
And I'm a big Next Gen fan. So to me, it was just lovely. It was so good that they kind of went, right, this is the end.
Picard season three?
Yeah. So that's it. It's finished now. They didn't leave it on a cliffhanger, but they didn't go, right, everything's wrapped up in a neat little bow. But they kind of went, right, they're all going off. They're all going off on their journeys. Mm. And I know online people are going, spin off. And it's like, no, you don't need to. You don't need to. It's just as fine. That was fantastic. So, and I think we were saying before, so as a family, we've just watched Back to the Future 1, 2 and 3, which I watched the living daylights out of when I was a kid. And it was so good to be able to introduce that to Mackenzie and her absolutely loving it. We're in the middle of the second Lord of the Rings movie. I haven't watched them since they came out. She wants to watch. She's waiting for us to finish so she can watch BFG because she's discovered Roald Dahl.
But you've got to fall in love with Legolas first.
The elf guy.
Yes, okay.
Food. We gave you time to think.
Yeah, and I got distracted, didn't I?
Lolly,
yeah.
Some sort of lolly, something chewy, sweet. Can't be a jelly baby.
Oh my God, obviously. The clouds. The lolly clouds. Oh my goodness. From the 90s.
Those blue ones.
It's got to be an update of something retro.
Redskins.
Yeah, I never had the clouds.
They're not called Redskins anymore.
Chocolate covered Redskins.
Yeah, what do they call them now?
They call them something less racist towards them.
Yes. They were very inappropriate.
I don't even know. Did they have any
fads?
Yeah. For those who don't know, is basically fake cigarettes for kids.
And can't say there was confusion because we used to totally pretend we were smoking when we used to eat those.
You'd be so cool. The kid in the playground.
Man, when I was 5 years old, they still had the little red tip on the end as well.
Yeah, they did.
No, they were gone when I was a kid. You can't get them full stop, I don't think.
You can still get fads now.
But I think by the late 80s, they'd taken the red tip off the end and they were just white sticks, and they're going, no, they were never looking like cigarettes. They were just white sticks.
And now they're pink.
You used to get ones that were similar and they used to be called Big Boss and they were like, I think they were more cinnamon flavours and they looked like cigars.
You can get those in lolly shops still, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I think that works. You're taking the joke too seriously, though, with those cigar ones if you've got the clippers. if you're rolling it under your nose.
So, Angus, what was the food again?
Fads.
Fads?
They were like mustard and cigarettes.
I never really had much interaction with them, but I remember them from Community more than anything else. Wrong week to give up. Is it taking a fad? And it's like,
that's why it's so perfect, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a winner. I was very nervous how this was going to go. And we've got a really exciting one next episode.
Next weekend.
We're watching Princess Bride.
I have tried to make Mackenzie watch that so many times and she's not wanted it. I've tried to make both her and Adrian watch it so many times and they've not been interested. It has the best fight scene of all time.
It does, yes.
I think so good. It's got one of the best kisses of all time in it.
I was like a kid, I don't want to kissing.
So, Princess Bride.
Kenzie's put in a request when it's her turn. What was your request?
I was going to do SpongeBob because it was made in like the 1900s.
Oh my god!
Anything that was before the year 2000 is like the 1900s now. I'm down. I love
That's
SpongeBob.
Brilliant.
Okay, so that was the Cult TV Club, and thank
and
you.
And I
for
also want to do Fairly Godparents.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Fairly Odd Parents.
I've seen about it, but not actually seen it, so...
Like a couple of episodes when I was a kid, I feel like I must have done, remember. Surely, but don't I don't remember. Remember.
Let's wrap it up. Yeah. It was really nice. You didn't do the finger thing.
Yeah. Okay,
Justin,
so
get on it.
I'm trying to.
Usually he does it too early.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome to... sorry.
Welcome to the end of the show.
Oh, that was the classic Cult TV Club. And thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Ha ha! Bye.
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 Bye. Yeah. Bye.